My name is Leslie Martinez. So I'm here to tell you a story about a big economic issue. My older brother didn't graduate high school, had a baby at the age of 16, now has 3 to 5 DUIs, and always asks his stepmom, which is my mom, for money to pay his rent and bills. And our dad doesn't even want to talk to him anymore because when he hits us up, it's for money. Not only that, but he also has 2 kids from 2 different people and now has a stepkid and barely sees his own kids after my mom fought for him to get full custody of them. So apparently, high school dropouts have a much higher incarceration and institutionalization rate of 6.3% compared to high school graduates of 1%. Imagine having the people we hung out with in junior high be locked up because they didn't think they could pass, so they thought, why even try? One of the many reasons there's high school dropouts is because of the students' beliefs about their abilities, and it's one of the most powerful predictors, study shows by Liga, Green Demers, and Pellitzer in 2006. Students with a higher self-determined motivation was associated with lower intentions to drop out. There are many other factors on why high school students drop out. My brother's reason could have been because his dad was remarrying or because he wasn't motivated and didn't have emotional support. Other factors would be your parents having a low socioeconomic status because a high socioeconomic status has a lower likelihood of dropping out. If everybody graduates, it says U.S. taxpayers save $45 billion in that year. In 2011, if we reach our national goal of 90% graduation rate, then it would have created a ripple effect through the national economy, making more than 37,000 new jobs and increasing the gross domestic product by $5.6 billion. If we move just one student from dropping out to graduate, we would yield more than $200,000 in higher tax revenues and lower government expenditures. So what you should do is motivate your friends to keep doing their work and to not give up, because by the end, it'll be worth it for you and the people around you. Even though coming to school every morning and having so much work to do is hard, so is life if you drop out. Make a reason for coming to school every day, even if it's just coming for a friend or to make your family proud. Have a reason. You don't give up.